The Battle of the Pink Mustache. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've seen those cars with pink mustaches, right? They're the emblem of Lyft, a rideshare service that, like Sidecar and Uber, uses smartphone apps to link ordinary people driving cars with people needing rides. The computer sets the price, payment is electronic, there's no tipping, and service is not only fast and friendly, but way cheaper than a cab, which has cities like Seattle determined to regulate it in the name of safety. But John Zimmer told me that these regulations are not about safety.
I think what's going on overall is that there are new industries that are providing new ways of people getting around, and there hasn't been much competition.
Zimmer is the founder of Lyft, the service with the pink car stashes, as they're called. And he says what this is really about is protecting the traditional taxi industry, even though he's found that taxi drivers have been moonlighting as Lyft drivers.
And maybe one of the reasons why is because they get to keep 80% of what is transacted, probably twice the amount that they're able to keep on other platforms.
And not only that, he says figures show that during the year Lyft has been operating in Seattle, taxis actually made more money. And Lyft passengers wouldn't use taxis anyway, he says. Most of them are people who have cars, and without Lyft, would simply drive themselves.
You know, sure, there are certain rides that overlap, but many of the rides taken on this platform were going to be with someone driving themselves.
And he finds it strange that you have cities struggling with parking problems and transit cutbacks and greenhouse gases, and here's the solution staring right at them from behind a pink mustache. And their response is get a shave. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.